Now, I know that today's first half of the program, or the quiz, about Breaking Bad may be a disadvantage. Have either one of you watched the show?
No, so we have to admit to the fans of Breaking Bad out there, if we make stupid answers to these questions, you'll realize why. Neither one of us have watched the show.
Well, I mean, but we have a peripheral knowledge of Breaking Bad. I mean, it's been in the news a lot lately. And then what's the other half? What's the back nine of this contest?
The government shutdown.
Oh, that's great. We're going to rock that.
Yeah.
Tom leads 15-11, five ties.
You need to step it up. You can't allow Tom. Tom won last year.
Now that he said we're going to rock the government shutdown questions, we're going to blow them completely.
By the way, I am so much closer than I was. You know, last year we had people wondering if we were going to drop the segment altogether because I was so non-competitive.
It's like that 10-run rule. Oh, just call the game. All right, here we go. Dean Norris, who plays Walt's brother-in-law, Hank, in real life, he's the half-brother of martial arts champion Chuck Norris. Fact or bullcrap?
His name's Walt, is it?
Oh. Well, Dean Norris. Dean Norris plays Walt's brother-in-law, Hank.
In real life, he's the half-brother of Chuck Norris, huh?
In real life, is he the half-brother of martial arts expert Chuck Norris?
That sounds reasonable. I'm going to say that's fact.
He is not. Bullcrap.
It is, in fact, bullcrap. Ann Gunn, who plays Walt's wife, Skyler, was born 60 miles from where Breaking Bad takes place. Fact or bullcrap?
Hey, I know this turf. Fact.
Yeah, I'll say fact as well.
It is fact. The show is set in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and she was born in Santa Fe. Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse, was once a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. Fact or bullcrap?
This is going to be one of those trick questions. He was a contestant on some other game
show. The
Price
is Right.
Yeah. Like they like messing with us that way. I'll say this is bullcrap.
I think bullcrap also.
You guys are really starting to step it up. Yes, it is bullcrap. I'm going to have to change up my...
He was a contestant on what game show?
The Price is Right. 13 years ago, he made it to the Showcase Showdown, but he lost because he overbid by $132. Bob Odenkirk, who plays Walt's lawyer Saul, wrote for Saturday Night Live and has two Emmy Awards. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
You know, they're going to have a spinoff from Breaking Bad starring this character, the lawyer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll agree, fact.
It is fact. He wrote for SNL from 87 to 1995, won an Emmy for his writing in 1989, then he won another Emmy for writing in 1993 on The Ben Stiller Show, and he's been nominated for another five different times. All right.
I'm four out of five for a program that I've never watched.
It shows you how relevant the questions are to the...
They don't really talk about the program very much.
On Seinfeld, Bryan Cranston played George's childhood friend, Lloyd Braun. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, I know he was the star of Malcolm in the Middle. Did he guest star on Seinfeld before that? I don't remember that episode, but that sounds reasonable. I'll say that's fact.
I think this is fact. I mean, he has that kind of distinctive yet goofy look that you could see him as a Seinfeld character. Fact.
It's bullcrap. He actually played Jerry's dentist, Tim Watley.
Yeah, so it's another trick question. Stop it, will you?
Okay, all right. Let's now move on to the back nine, which will be all about the government shutdown. Are you ready?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm feeling good about this, are you?
I'm leading 4-3.
Okay, here we go. The first government shutdown was in 1976, and this is only the second time it's happened since then.
Well, that's bullcrap.
That is bullcrap. We had many government shutdowns when Ronald Reagan was in office. Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. It's the 17th time this has happened since then, so 18 shutdowns in total. Number two, every president since Gerald Ford has gone through a government shutdown.
Let's see. After four,
carry the seven.
Reagan
not
yes.
goes into four.
First President Bush. You know, some of these government shutdowns, it's like we technically ran out of money at midnight, and then some temporary bills passed a day or two later, or the shutdown happens over the weekend and no one notices, and then they vote on Monday. I think this is fact.
Oh, I'm going to say this is bullcrap. I bet you there weren't shutdowns for the first Bush or Jimmy Carter.
Tom, you're right, but for the wrong reason.
Okay.
It is bullcrap. All presidents have had a shutdown except for George W. Bush.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Yep. Read my lips.
Interesting.
Daddy
that
says, ties us at 5-5.
5-5. All right. The government shut down every year while President Reagan was in office. Fact or bull clap? Bull crap.
Bull clap, too.
Well, that's a whole nother show.
Every year Reagan was in office, the government shut down at least for a short amount of time, huh?
That'd be 8 of them.
Hmm.
The government shut down every year while President Reagan was in office. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
I think that's too high. Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap, but it's close to being true. It shut down every year except 1985 and 1988. The longest shutdown was during the Clinton administration. Fact or bullcrap?
That shutdown, the Clinton-Gingrich shutdown, went on for a long time. I think we got 2 weeks worth of shutdown there. I think that's fact.
Yeah, I'll agree. Fact.
It is fact. It lasted 28 days and was also the last time the government shut down. It went from November 14th through November 19th in 1995 and then from December 16th, 1995 to January 6th, 1996.
The country did survive, and we were able to get rid of Newt Gingrich after that. So there was something
get
positive that came out
of
it.
Newt Gingrich. Listen to you. Have you always been like this? I thought there might have been like a car accident where you had brain damage or something. Members of Congress will still get paid during the shutdown. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
Fact.
Yes, it is fact. And annual salary, $174,000.
Cha-ching.
There
that
it
would
is.
Pay for a lot of government workers at the monuments in Washington, wouldn't it?
That yes, it would. Or the security guards to keep our veterans away. That's probably what it should go for, don't you think, Tom?
No.
That's it. That's the 10 questions. What has been our score?
8-7, me.
Nice work. Congratulations to everyone who played along at home. We will, of course, be sending out the home game to our winners at home. Thank you very much. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
As of yesterday, it is now legal to eat roadkill in Montana, in the state. By the way, yesterday also was World Vegetarian Day. I guess it didn't take. Roadkill is such an ugly word. I prefer the term vehicularly harvested. But the animals covered under the new roadkill law include antelope, deer, elk, and moose. But before you take a dead animal home, you have to get a permit. Imagine what the line for roadkill permits must look like. that must be some group. So just to recap, our government is shut down, and now you can eat roadkill. It's like a Cormac McCarthy novel has come to life.
The Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.